You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy. So now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
You know what day it is, Australia. Happy Hump Day, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy Hump Day, Buzzy. And to you, Mr. Wally.
Thank you.
Where's Wally's in the studio today?
Yeah, it is the
first black and white version.
First day ever I've worn a stripy T-shirt in my life, and I thought, I wonder how this will go. And I got answered pretty quickly when Buzz is wearing the same shirt.
I was going to say, I think it looks really great, bro. Keep rocking it.
Yours is a bit different, though, and he's got a denim shirt. You just look like you've come out of a picture book.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
A picture book of models?
Not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
Like a kid's picture book.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, because you only ever wear black or white.
Yes.
In fact, there's a bit of a joke amongst all the stylists at 10 that whenever they have to dress
I didn't know
you,
I was getting joked about.
If they ever have to dress Tommy, it's like, oh, just get him a white or a black T-shirt. That's all he'll ever wear. That's not. Is that because you're colourblind or because you're difficult?
I probably a bit of both. I don't like wearing. They always try and put you in stupid stuff, and they try and straighten your hair.
Not
and they're
stuff,
like,
they're stylish.
They're like, yeah, wear white jeans. I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Instead, you just wear take a pink care t-shirt. Of your own hair and look how that works out.
That, this was a Bulgarian man.
Yeah, exactly.
This was not
leave it to the girls at 10 that know what they're doing.
Okay. As soon as 10 hire
Stop
a Bulgarian
trying to be
man.
An adult, mate. Just let someone else dress you and cut your hair.
Does this look a bit pyjama-y? I felt like it did look a bit pajama-y.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never. Look, I thought I was taking risks today and I thought I'd get the support and love from my friends and colleagues and no, apparently not. Just back to it.
You're not the only one who's embarrassing yourself.
What's happened?
I embarrassed myself on
was
the project last
night.
Night.
Oh, my God. It was
I really
so
did.
Good.
We need to clear it up. We need to talk to the international superstar who I embarrassed myself in front of. We will speak to that person
That's
later
why I
in the
thought
show.
I could take a risk today because I thought it can't be as bad as Bickmore last night.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ava Max, that is Sweet But Psycho. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right around the country. Carrie embarrassed herself in front of one of the biggest international superstars in the world. We'll get to that just after four.
Hey, Bickers, if I said to you, Shana Tova, do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. I'm saying Happy New Year.
Oh.
In, I guess it's Jewish. Is it Jewish?
Right.
Yiddish?
Oh, it's the Jewish way of saying Happy
yes,
New Year.
Happy Year. Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, other things. It's because.
anyway, other things.
Well, my Jewish friend has been teaching me stuff, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah. And so at the moment it's Yom Kippur, which Happy Yom Kippur, everybody. It's the Day of Atonement. And so it starts last night.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you fast, right? And you fast for nearly 25 hours. And so then tonight you all meet up and you all break the fast, big party.
How
great.
Beautiful.
Here's the thing. If you're celebrating Yom Kippur and you're at work, right, and you're Jewish, you're generally
starving.
Well, you get the day off. A lot of workplaces will offer you the day off because you're Jewish. So naturally, my mate went, I'll put my hand up here because I'm Jewish and
is
I would love.
Is she Jewish or she pretended to be Jewish?
She's Jewish.
Oh, she's Jewish.
But she goes, I love the day off. And then we had dinner last night and quite a lot of dinner and I went, hang on, isn't this Yom Kippur? And in between the third and fourth course, she said, yes, it is, but don't tell anybody, but I'm obviously eating. And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, I just really wanted to have the day off tomorrow. And so I am celebrating Yom Kippur. And I said, what does that look like then when you get to the break and the fast party?
Yes,
she goes,
and your
oh my God.
All
she, goes, she goes, it's so tough because I've got to pretend to be really hungry, but I've got the day off. What am I going to do? Oh, not
the,
eat
Maybe
today.
The whole family's doing that. Maybe they're all just pretending to be hungry.
She said they're all pretending to have headaches and stuff. I think maybe because they don't drink as well. So I think
he's in dehydration headaches.
Yeah, so everybody's like, oh, I got a headache. And so she's got to go, oh, the headache. Can't wait to break this Yom Kippur. And then has to remind herself when food is offered round to go, yes, instead
not,
of go,
oh, no,
I just
ate. Oh,
I couldn't. I had a really big lunch. Long, boozy lunch, actually. I'm hammered. I thought, what a great little caveat to being religious because you can't question. I don't know much about Judaism, certainly not enough to question anyone who wants to celebrate Yom Kippur.
Mm.
So I want to know if there are other people doing this. Are you lying to get religious benefits?
But you are religious? You're just tweaking your religion?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care if you're not and claiming that you are. Buzzy, you, Bickers is pointing at you.
Yeah,
what
well,
are you claiming,
bro? We had this discussion off air where Carrie was talking
You've
about
been fasting again.
No, about Christmas and about how people who aren't religious who take advantage of that in Christmas. And I just said, oh, that's me, because one of my diva moments with a job that I used to have, I flat out refused to work Christmas Day. And I said, I'm not working that day. And they go, no, you are. And I go, if you roster me on that day, and not only am I not rocking up on Christmas Day, I'll take Boxing Day off, Christmas Eve off, and you can find someone to fill the 3 days.
And is that why you don't do that job anymore?
It turned out to be a joke, so I just look like a real dick.
That wasn't the story I was wanting. I was actually wanting the other one.
I'm just a pizza story today. I'm a content machine.
Yeah. What's
that's
the salami?
A great tale. I meant the one about the salami.
Oh, okay, great. There's another one. I've got plenty of stories for this story. I still live with one of my friends is Muslim, and one of my housemates, to the point where she won't eat any pork if you.
Sorry, I'm just gonna have a drink during the story.
No, this is good.
No, this is good.
Exactly on topic.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you were to cook bacon on a pan and you didn't like wash it properly, she wouldn't touch that pan.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
However, her favourite food is salami, which has a lot of pork in it, and she just wipes that rule away.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's convenient. Dust that one out of under the rug. That's great stuff.
Yep.
God, I wish we didn't have to go through that Christmas story, though. religious lies, religious
what?
Stories. Religious lies, lies within religion. Religious. Are you religious?
Tell me
lies. Tell me sweet little religious lies.
Give us a call.
131060. We've all let each other down this break, Buzz. Don't ask about it to me, mate.
Mate, I carried this break.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I spoke
for a lot of it.
Give us a call. 131060. What religious lies have you told? Get involved. Make
the ones
sure
we just told
buzzes.
You. No, all buzzes, great examples. All great examples. If you've got another Christmas story, we welcome that as well.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are doing religious stories here on the Carrie and Tommy Show.
Religious lies.
Religious lies, yep, I should have gone with that. Happy Yom Kippur to everybody out there.
I was just having a drink, something that Jewish people aren't doing today.
But a lot of them have got the day off work, so congratulations on a sweet, sweet bit of stuff for you there. Of course, my friend is not exactly taking the fasting seriously, and so tonight we'll have to pretend to be famished and thirsty. And oh, gosh, Carly, can you relate?
Yes, I can. How are you guys?
Living the dream. And how about, are you Jewish as well?
I am. It's Yom Kippur today. And
happy Yom
Kippur.
I am
not at work. Thank you very much. I am not at work, but I am just currently driving to my two friends' house and also taking the day off work to get some schnitz chips and have a bit of a party before we break the fast tonight.
Yeah, I love it, Carly. And so when you get to the breaking the fast, are you going to have to do the same as my friend? Are you going to have to go, oh, gosh, so
hungry?
Do you
know how hungry and thirsty I am right now?
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a nap when I get home, being like, I'm just exhausted because I haven't eaten or drunk anything today.
Had a nap. How amazing. Yeah. Is it really frowned upon, Carly, or is it just the thing that kind of the unspoken thing that everybody does?
It's the unspoken thing of our generation, maybe.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to ask the question then, is anybody fasting?
But obviously that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
The older people are.
My parents definitely, 100%
yeah, right.
will be. Yeah.
But I wonder when if you get to your parents' age, if you'll just keep the lie up and every generation is just telling every other generation. Oh, gosh.
I will headaches,
everybody.
And I'll be, don't you lie to me, and then I'll sneak off to the kitchen.
Thanks, Carly. Good day, Carly. Samira, tell us your religious story.
Well, I'm a Muslim, and so every time I go to my friend's house, if they cook something that I don't like, or if I see that they're cooking it in a way I don't like, I just say, sorry, I can't have that. That's not halal.
but then it's just because you don't like it. So other times, are you just like, oh, yeah, that's fine? And they're like, I'm pretty sure this is not halal. And you're like, yeah, no, it looks pretty halal to me.
Yeah. Oh, I'll say, oh, no, I just saw that new package. It's definitely halal.
Nazim said he tried to get out of eating all the stuff in the jungle because that when he went in, I'm sorry, to get me out of here. When they had, like, you know, bull's testicle, he'd be like,
it's not halal. Halal.
But they had a halal consultant and they'd pop out of the bushes and be like, Nazim, we've checked. And it is, and it'd be like, damn it! Good on you, Samira. Kara, welcome to Religious Stories. What have you got for us?
Hi, guys. I'm Catholic, so on Good Friday, you can't eat red meat.
Right.
So I used to ask Macca's to give me a shift so I could go in the crew room and smash a Big Mac.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, the Hit Network and Business Chicks presenting Breakfast with Sarah, Jessica Parker. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Tickets are sold out.
Completely sold out for the Melbourne and Sydney shows, but you can register at carrieandtommy.com.au and nominate a woman who inspires you to win.
Can you nominate yourself, Buzz?
I believe so. If you're a woman and you inspire yourself, why not? carrieandtommy.com.au. Look after yourself.
You're tickets away later in the week, so you got to be
absolutely. Up next, though, guys.
Yep.
We have
He's
the...
Oh, Buzz, you can see the board as well as I can, mate. Have a look.
Give him some help. Give him a little something.
Buzzy?
Bachelorette.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, Angie Kent, of course, premiering tonight on screen, Bachelorette, and there's a twist, and it's getting the family more involved than I thought it would be. We're going to chat to her about that and all things Bachelorette next.
Way better than anything I could have ever done. It's Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Well, she's used to watching people on TV and offering her a critique. Tonight she is going to be critiqued herself as she falls in.
She's going to be critiqued.
She's not Italian.
Oh, my God, she's going to be critiqued.
Please welcome Angie from The Bachelorette.
Yay. Thank you for having me. Clapping myself. Yeah. What a loser. This
I liked
is weird.
It. No, it was good. Okay. I also
Will you do
like...
more weird stuff like that in the show?
Oh, God. You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're going to give yourself roses? Is that what's going to happen?
Angie, will you accept this?
Angie, you've been real good today. And you do that thing where you wrap your arms around yourself and hug yourself. Guys, I'm making out in the
corner. All the boys, and they're like, oh, this is weird.
They're like, who's that dude with feminine hands? A nail polish that's really going out of Angie. Hey, Angie, we've just come off old mate Matty Agnew, who was passion everybody. I think he broke the record for the amount of people he passed on the show.
Yeah, right.
Are you leading with the tongue on most episodes?
I don't think so. No.
How many times do you pash?
I haven't counted.
Under 10, over 10. Are you pashing a bit or like you save it right till the end?
It's one of the, you know what? I did go in thinking that I wasn't going to pash.
Yeah.
Until halfway, you know, emotional chats, because this is real for me. I have been single for a long time. I haven't wanted to date. And I was like, I'm going to go in there and
wait till you find
get to know their brains. But it's just kissing. Like, I'm a grown woman. It's a dating show. You need to kiss in order to have that connection. Otherwise, it's just like, oh, we're just chatting now.
Yeah.
I wonder what
it would be like if we kissed. Have you found love?
I'm very, very happy.
Because when I saw you in Byron at the beginning of the year at the pub, I was looking at you thinking, I was trying to work out then whether you were happy or not.
I hadn't even started.
Oh, you hadn't?
Did
it
you
was
know
pretty
that Bickmore was staring at you trying to work out?
I was staring at her so much she probably had to turn around and go, hello.
No, yes. You were with your family. That was so gorgeous.
They were so excited. They were dying to come up and meet you. So I came up. I was like, I'm Angie.
I think I was in newborn hell at that point. So
you
I don't
were.
Remember
you had
much.
Tiny little bubby. Yeah. Yeah.
We have all the guys in front of us. There's a little picture chart that we've been given. Some of the heads on these units. Let's talk about
good or bad.
Oh, there's a mixture. Something I was not expecting to see. There's a bloke who wore a skivvy. How did that go?
Mad for it.
Steve Jobs.
Love it.
Love a bit of skivvy action.
Okay.
I'm into anyone expressing themselves however they see fit.
Can I have a look at skivvy man?
Yeah. He's up there, top.
Which wiggle is he looking like?
He's looking like the apple wiggle. You're right.
Oh, with the jacket, though, and the long hair. Yeah. You know, I think he's pulling that off.
You
that's
into
Alex.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, now Bickmore's trying to steal your men.
I'd pass you.
This is wild.
I'd pass you.
There's quite a bit of long hair going on, too.
Yeah. You know what? I went in...
Kieran's got long... Is that Kieran?
It's Kieran.
Kieran. Okay.
So it's the English-Irish way of saying. It is a very old way.
So nice to meet you, Kieran. Where's your name from?
Kieran.
Oh. Oh, Parramatta. Oh, such a foreign name.
Who's Tim with two M's?
Tim with two M's?
Tim with two M's. I've got a variety of Tim. How many times I use Tim?
Geez, Angie's really into him. She keeps going, Tim. No, that's his name.
Is his actual name Tim with two M's or he's added an M just to mix things up a bit?
No, his mum and dad named him Tim with two M's.
Oh. Great.
Very eccentric, beautiful family that wanted to add an extra M. Why not? Yeah. Mad for it.
Well, you're very defensive of the family there.
I'm very defensive of all of them. Because they've copped it, I feel, the boys. And I don't know. I think they're so great. And I just want everybody to give them a chance, not judging off a pretty dodgy headshots, to be fair.
Speaking about giving the boys a chance, did your brother give the guys a chance? Because tonight, is it true he heads in to the house undercover? He's a plant to check out what they say.
He's an undercover brother. And I know it sounds really sus at first that my brother is...
First half of the ad, I thought this is going wild when it just said the brother's coming into the house. I'm like, what has happened?
Like, she can't.
But I'll watch it.
Man.
I'll definitely watch it.
You're like, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah. This is weird. I was not expecting to feel this way anyway. Oh, no, he's spying. Okay.
He's technically, I hate to say he's a spy because it sounds so sneaky, but I guess he's a spy. He's come in to see, you know, who would fit in with the fam. I'm very close with my family. And, kind of give me that locker room bounce because all the boys come up to me like, you know, so full of life, super stoked. This
and
is
lying,
the deal.
Lying through their teeth.
You never know.
But can your brother hear stuff about your sister? Like, it would have been hard to hear stuff about your own sister, like guys talking about you.
Well, I'll find out.
And pretending you're fine with it? Yeah.
Yeah.
She has got great legs.
That was the hardest thing he said.
But like, her personality. Let's focus on her personality the most. I love that.
That's the thing he said was the hardest is when they were like, yeah, how good does she look in the dress? And Brad's like, pretty. Oh, that's white. That's
so does he reveal tonight that he is the plant or how long does he stay as the plant?
So I can't say too much, but in the ad, Osha does reveal that there is somebody here that's not, you know, who you think they are as an undercover brother. So he doesn't stay long. So in conclusion,
Angie's
I don't
have given
to...
us the inside scoop of exactly what was said on the air.
She's very good. She's a network girl.
Yes.
Oh, I just want everybody to see it because I put my whole body, mind and spirit into this show and I don't want to give anything away, hey.
We can't wait. It is 7:30 tonight on Channel 10. Angie, I know you've got other stuff to do, but we're going to take calls on what have you overheard about your family?
When have you been the plant?
Yeah, I love it. The juicier, the better. Give us a call, 131060. Watch The Bachelorette tonight. Angie, cheers.
Thanks for having me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Here for MeBank. Break free from your existing home loan and switch to MeBank to see how much you could save. The details for that all at mebank.com.au.
MeBank, yeah?
Yeah.
You got to switch. Save yourself some cash. Save yourself some cash.
Save yourself some cash and maybe meet a catch. If the person from MeBank that comes out to you is hot enough, have a crack.
Speaking of having a crack.
Yes.
Tonight we've just spoken to Angie from The Bachelorette. Premieres on Channel 10 tonight. And in the promo you may have seen that her brother goes undercover in the house to suss out.
He's gone and to suss out.
Should we just let the promo do the talking here?
Yeah.
I am Brad. I am Angie's brother. I'm going into the mansion undercover. The boys better watch out what they say to me.
Just wait.
One of the men here tonight is not who you think he is.
There's a brother in the house?
What?
What?
This has just turned everything on its head.
What?
What? Didn't mention there that the brother is there to listen and report back.
So we've asked, what have you overheard?
On 131060, get involved.
We've
got
Melinda, who's contacted us on our Insta, saying that her husband is a psychologist and a new client came to see him and didn't realise that his wife was the receptionist. And as the new client walked out past reception, she said, oh, gosh, he was so great to talk to and he was hot too, so that's even better.
Wow. See, that's a bit of MeBank stuff going on there. It's great. Get some cash.
Samantha, what did you overhear?
Okay, so I went to my girlfriend's wedding and I was sitting at a table with a group of people that I didn't really know. And they started talking about this guy and this particular guy had just started dating my sister. And I'm sitting there and they're getting very negative about the new girlfriend and comparing her to the ex-girlfriend and everything. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. So I let the conversation play out until it was nearly over. And I turned around and I said, by the way, that's my sister.
What were they saying about her, Sam?
Oh, they were just comparing as in, you know, as girls get very ugly after a couple of drinks, just the weight and the way she looks and how she acts.
How could you sit there, Samantha? Oh, my God. What did they say when you said that?
The whole conversation just died and everyone just looked at each other and went back to eating their food.
Oh, and you're stuck on a table with them still, are you?
Yeah, I do. They were more uncomfortable. more than me, so I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, good on you, Sam. Hey, Buzzy, do you have a prize for Sam?
Yeah, I reckon Sam, for calling up, will give you a $100 Coles voucher so you can go spend that on whatever you want at Coles.
Fantastic, thank you.
Do we have Sam, this other call?
Sam, I was just going to say, sorry, Sam, are you single?
Not single.
Not single? Okay.
Why, are you wanting to pick
no,
up Sam?
No, I was just going
to
say she could get in touch with the guys at MeBank, and if they're hot enough, she could have a crack.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There's something that happens when we have big guests on the project.
Does it? No, this was exceptional.
No, I feel like it happens often that I get tongue-tied. In fact, it's the opposite of tongue-tied. I can't stop talking. And last night we had two big guests. We had Renee Zellweger coming on, and yes, we also had Ryan Tedder from One Republic, who you'd know from songs like these. So last night on the project, we were in the middle of an interview with Ryan, and he was telling us the most incredible story about...
Don't, you're going to do it again.
What?
Well,
I just want to say it was an incredible story about Paul McCartney and missing a call from him, right? Yes. And then in my ear, because we have someone that talks to us in our ear, in my ear I got told we had to go...
In an earpiece, there's not just someone over your shoulder going, you're doing real good.
That we had to go because obviously we have to hit ads at a certain time, right? But we'd only managed to ask Ryan two questions because he had such great stories. So me, perhaps I overcompensated in my farewell to Ryan.
You did one of the weirdest things I've seen you do because you're about to hear it, but what you need to know as you're listening is that when you said it, you also leaned across the desk and put your hand out like you expected Ryan to reciprocate and meet you in a holding of the hands in the middle in front of both Waleed and I, as Waleed and I looked at you like, what is she doing? And these are the words that, and granted, it was a great story, but look at the mayo that you give this.
We had so many more things we want to talk to you about, but they're saying that we're out of time, which is annoying, but we got the most incredible story from you about Sir Paul McCartney, which we'll treasure forever.
Treasure forever.
The whole thing should have been internal dialogue. And none of that should have been
again,
said out loud.
This is a fully grown woman leaning across a news desk and holding her hand out.
Telling a guest that I'll treasure his forever. Stories forever.
He joins us now. Ryan, did that freak you out?
I thought it was the equivalent of like a verbal long embrace. It was comforting as comforting as it was awkward.
How often are you told that your story will be treasured forever?
I think that might be one of the first times I think that actually that specific verbiage might be the first time I've ever had that. I appreciate that.
I mean, I'll be memorable to you, won't I?
Oh yeah. I definitely won't forget it. I actually, well, the other thing too, when I got on set, I forgot that I was chewing gum, and I did something I haven't done since I was 9 years old, and I said, well, okay, and I swallowed it.
Better than sticking it under the desk.
Yeah, I thought about that. That had occurred to me, but then I would definitely be,
If you stuck it under the desk, Carrie could have picked it off and treasured it forever.
That's true. There's nothing like a little DNA to watch that.
Now, the reason we got you on is not just for me to be weird with you again. It's more that we had such a great time talking to you. We only got through two questions with you because you had such great stories that we had a few more questions we wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you have time to tell us some more treasuring anecdotes?
I have a whole box full of treasures. So let's dig through them.
One of the things you were telling us last night is you wrote Halo for Beyonce in 3 hours, which is ridiculous. But have you ever been unhappy with the way one of the songs has turned out?
There's so many things that have to line up for a song to become a huge hit. And a song in and of itself can be a hit on paper, but then the stars have to align culturally. All these other things have to happen and line up. You take Sucker, Jonas Brothers. Me writing Sucker, I have a version of that where it's me. It's like a One Republic version of Sucker. And had we put it out, it might have done okay, but I just didn't feel in my gut that it would have the same impact as if the Jonas Brothers reunited out of nowhere and with all their millions of fans, and the first thing they put out was Sucker. I knew that with that moment, that was a cultural moment, the song had the best shot of being a hit. So it's really hard. It's complicated. And I've definitely given away hit records
to the wrong artist, and it is like soul crushing because it doesn't do what it should for them, and it sure as hell doesn't do what it should for me. And just you know, there's no crystal ball to predict that stuff.
We saw, because you are out performing, we saw on your Instagram that one of your bandmates has the flu. Is it the real flu or the man flu?
Oh, yeah, he got the stomach flu. He also eats so much damn food. I mean, we give him shit all the time because the guy just, the guy can consume 5,000 calories a day. It's unfathomable how much food this man eats. And so when he gets food poisoning, we're kind of like, well, you kind of asked for it. You know?
you've eaten the world.
He has the metabolism of a 14-year-old, like, female soccer player. Unbelievable.
Last night, congratulations on the show. So many of us here at the radio station went along. We did realise you're a big fan of a name drop. There was quite a few stories about...
I mean, why wouldn't you, though, if you've got Paul McCartney's story?
That's true. And parties that you were at, and Pink was there, and Oprah was there. Who is the person that has blown your mind the most that you've met?
The last time I got nervous around somebody where I actually stammered and, like, forgot to introduce myself the right way and, like, just acted like a dumbass was Obama. We played the White House tree lighting ceremony with Ellie Goulding, like, probably 6 years ago. Yeah. And we're on the White House lawn. The Secret Service, like, ushers us into this tent, and no one else is in the tent but us. And then out of nowhere, the president walks, Obama walks in with his wife and his kids. And the first thing out of my mouth, he walks up and shakes my hand. And he goes, "Hi, I'm Barack." And I shake his hand and I go, "You are so much taller than I thought." And then I didn't introduce myself. I'm just shaking his hand, looking up at him, thinking, "How the hell is this guy so tall?" Felt like an absolute idiot. That's probably the last time the most recent memory I've had where I was just kind of like abnormally nervous around somebody. But I mean, to tie it back to our conversation on TV last night, Paul McCartney still is by far, he was the most impressive person I've ever been in a room with. And I'll tell you one other story. I recorded with him at his studio in England. He has the energy of a 25-year-old, and he's like 74. I mean, he has so much energy. He's so light on his feet. We're mixing a record in the studio, and I hear this kind of like somebody shuffling behind me, and I turn around, and Paul is on his head with his elbows out in a triangle doing a completely inverted handstand.
Jeez.
With his head on the ground and his elbows, his feet straight in the air, and I turn and I go, "What the hell? Like, what are you doing?" And he's, "Oh, don't mind me. I'm just doing a handstand." And I was like, like, "What?" And he's, "It's yoga, man. Yoga. Good for you."
Yoga.
And I was like, "No, I get it." And he goes, "I set a timer for 5 minutes," and he held that for 5 minutes.
Oh my
while
god!
While we're sitting there mixing. Yeah.
Most people at that age, if they're on their head, they've had a fall.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so weird and so impressive.
Well,
and,
there
and
is
amazing.
So many more things we'd like to talk to you about, but I am getting told in my ear that we're out of time. But I will treasure all of those stories forever, Ryan.
Treasure. Love it.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your time out here.
Thank you, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey and Ed Cavalier in next to drive you home.
Guys, Ed particularly, I've got a... The message I sent you about the Masked Singer, yes. But I know he's one of them, and I didn't realize.
No, you're running out of options. The person that you sent me yesterday, who was the dragon, was incorrect, and
he's 100% one of them.
Which makes me think.
Yeah. Okay.
You think he's the prawn then?
I don't. No, the prawn's
gone. Darren McMahon.
Sorry.
Yeah, outside there. I don't know, but I know he's one of them.
You know what? Keep speculating. It's what we need. The more speculation, the better.
Mm.
Have you just come from the blow bar?
No.
Oh, yeah, your hair's looking luscious, bro.
No, I just did a corporate function, so.
Full rate.
Full rate.
Yeah, I can tell it's full rate. He's wearing his full suit. He doesn't wear his suit for just anybody.
Are you doing daytime corporates?
Before
we get into work?
If they're available, yes.
That's brilliant.
And I said, we're going to have to cut it short, guys. I've got to go to the radio, so, yeah. You want a 20, you're getting 15.
Why did you decide to get the blowout done before the corporate? You just thought you'd go for a new look?
I hadn't even thought about my hair. So, no, the rate's very reasonable and I am still available.
Tell me something. Do you give them a discount if you only do the 15 when you're meant to do 20?
No, but that's their fault because they went over. The auction went too long. So, you know, it's not my fault.
So do you cut your time down? You don't just go to the agreed time. You cut it down.
No, they said you have to cut your time down. I said, well, I mean, I've got to be somewhere. I mean, I have to do the Carrie and Tommy cross. Do you know what I mean?
Hughesy, I had one you would have loved on the AFL grand final morning. Of course, both AFL and NRL days are big for corporate gigs.
Yeah.
And I was meant to do 20, and halfway through, Brownlow medalist Nat Fyfe walks in and they only have 5 minutes with Nat, so they've got to get him on stage. And so they come to the front of the stage and I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, Nat Fyfe has just walked in the building. I think you've heard enough from me.
Imagine if you just said, no, I'm not going.
Get sticky feet, stay out there.
Well
but they were wrapped as well. They were like, that was so professional. Thank you so much.
I'm
like,
big
I just,
10 minutes
of gear I didn't have to do.
Half a day.
And they're pretending that you're really heartbroken, that, you know, you had this 10 minutes of gold that you were going to smash.
Can I ask, when you get up on stage now, does a little bit of you worry you're going to have the collapsing thing?
Yes, I said to them, I need a mic stand and I want a stool. And a lot of them were at the previous gig where I did almost fall over. So I spent the whole gig basically with one arm on the mic stand.
That's
and,
really good.
Just you're holding on for dear life.
Just holding on.
Your gigs now have got an extra element. You're like Constantino. Like, you're now going to be, is he going to, you know what I mean? He's added
so he's
an extra
element.
He's just
getting booked to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this the one
where he dies?
You know he what? Goes, yeah. Oh, that's a mark. I just meant that he collapsed.
You know how old showbiz performers would basically perform until they die?
Yes.
Like old club comedians. Yes. And some of those gigs you were like, they'd be 90 or something and you'd be worried, is this the gig where they die? Hughes, you're experiencing that now.
Congratulations.
I'm loving it. And, you know, there was a bagpipe
really
band
exciting.
Backstage with me. And so I had that all going off. So that was
so
playing the bag.
So they'd plan for your funeral.
Everyone put on your black armband
and
now.
They also had cannons. They had unannounced cannons.
Unannounced cannons. That could have given you a cut.
There was five of them. It just went boom. Someone warned me about the cannons.
Did you open the Edinburgh military tattoo?
That's
what they were. That's what I'm going to start doing in the radio studio. Yes.
That's a good idea. You just stumbled upon what is the greatest merch idea for Hughes ever. You could get Hughesy black armbands and sell them at your shows.
In case.
And so when you cark it, we're all ready.
I love it. I love it.
We all need to touch wood here. If you got wood, I don't care. Touch anything. Touch
perspex.
Laminate,
you'll
whatever.
You'll get a splinter, it'll get infected and you'll die.
What's coming up on the show this afternoon,
it's
guys?
It's huge, yes. Maybe apology at the start of the show.
Yeah, no, Hughesy has to make an apology.
No, I don't have to,
mate. Greta Thunberg.
Not Greta Thunberg.
Why are you having a crack at Thunberg?
I didn't have a
teenage girl.
Thunberg. You know what happened? Langbrook got on the phone from bloody Italy and just went the whack on Thunberg.
Not helping.
And then the blowback's on me, and now Kerri-Anne Cannelly's jumped into it, so I've got to distance myself. You know,
wind it back.
Bit of distancing.
All right, Hughesy and Ed Cavalier up next to drive you home. Have a great afternoon, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees, and charges apply.